I'm Olga. I'm from Ukraine, and here in Swansea, I'm teaching at the university. I've been here for a long time already, and it's really, really hard to see this happen, and it's kind of surreal. My family is safe. My parents are still there. They are in the west part of Ukraine, and their city is not so significant from the strategic point of view. So it hasn't been shelled, luckily. But you know, it is scary. They get air raid alarms going off again and again, and people are hiding. But also, they're hiding in the basements. But the basements are not really that equipped to anything. So it's, some people say, well, we'd rather not hide because then we'll be just covered with whatever. If it falls, then it.
How are they managing with food? I know agriculturally it's a really significant area, but how are they managing? Because obviously import, export, and also in terms of the gas supplies being cut off.
So the food, my dad was saying that everything that lasts is not in the shops, but things like they had bread and you know, it is still possible to buy food, but people did stock up. Also what I found really touching is the queues. Both to the blood donation station and to the basically to sign up for the army or at least the regional local support groups. So yeah, people are really active and they are, you know, they are trying to do what they can do.
You have friends who have never held a gun in their lives and now have been facing this and having to weaponize and defend themselves. What's that like for you?
It's all surreal. I mean, like, I cannot believe this is happening to me. Like, I'm here in Swansea, and you know, like, if somebody told me, like, now somebody will start bombing Swansea, that's how unbelievable it is. And they do what they can do. I find it mentally really hard to be here because I feel a bit helpless. I mean, we can collect money, we can make this people be aware about of this, but I feel like if I were there, I would be able to do more. I feel like I would know what to do, but here it's really, you know, I'm.
What does it mean today to be with this group of people? Obviously, at home we're all watching the TV and the pictures, and it's really emotional. I mean, I'm not from the region, but I cry every time I see those images and I hear the stories. And here today, being here, I feel a lot better seeing you all coming together, that there are people willing to support and fight with you.
That's really touching. People getting in touch after years and years of not, you know, being connected on Facebook or something, and they check on me, my family, and so on. It's really, you know, warming to the heart. And one more thing is, today my husband posted the anthem, Ukrainian anthem video with lyrics, and I read that lyrics, and for the first time I think the way I perceived what this lyric says, it just spoke to me so much like it never did before. And I hope this all ends. I just don't want, I cry every day.